Let's talk about the injury situation. Tom Champion, this time last week, obviously was a bit concerned about his knee. He made the game. He played the full 90 minutes. Clearly, he wasn't going to be at 100%, I guess, going into that match. How's he now?
Yeah, I spoke to him yesterday. I think he's still sore, but he's a warrior. He'll carry on. No concern there, really.
And Liam Hughes, on the footage at the end of the game in the dressing room, was on crutches. Was that just a precaution? What's the story with him?
No, it's a bit more than that. We think he's damaged ankle ligaments, and we'll know a bit more when he comes in this morning. But I can't see him making the game tomorrow, and probably could miss a month, I would think.
In more positive news, you were hopeful that both Rory Gaffney and Garrod Morrissey would be ready for this game if needed. How are they getting on?
Rory trained with the group yesterday, but only for the first time. So probably tomorrow's too soon. Garrod will train with the group later in the week. So they're both making good progress. And the only thing we picked up in training yesterday was Chidozie. His knee a little bit swollen after training, so we have to see what that is this morning.
Yeah, so take a look at him. In all the excitement of last week, it perhaps got overlooked a little. Dominic Ball coming in from Tottenham. Tell us a bit about him.
Well, he's a very highly thought of central defender who can also play as a holding midfield player. And we felt that take the opportunity to have a look at a real good young player that we like the look of. Hopefully he can force his way into the team.
In terms of his experience, clearly being at Spurs, it's hard to get into the first team. But what other experience has he had? What's he been up to?
Well, he's played for Northern Ireland at every youth level from 16s up to 19s. And now he's transferred his allegiance to England and is currently in the England under-20 and under-21 group. He's been on the bench a couple of times for Tottenham. And they think a lot of him. He's not your usual, tall, tough, aggressive central defender. He's more of a, what's the word? He's a little bit more cultured than that, composed with the ball, and good one against one. So a little bit of a different type of defender than what we maybe already have.
I suppose I ought to just ask about the FA Cup fifth round draw as well. Big match, obviously, against Manchester United still to come, but it's great to be in there. It's great for the profile, and it's just another little reward.
Well, I think it's, I think it just keeps it going and all adds to the excitement. I don't suppose anyone would have thought at the start of the season that they'd see our name in the fifth round draw. And just to appear in it is an incredible achievement by the football club. And it'll be an exciting evening. Be an interesting draw. The last draw, we were sat there looking and thinking, well, maybe there's five or six teams that we would like in this draw. But many of them have fallen by the wayside this weekend. And it just probably tells you what the FA Cup is all about, that Man United are probably the most criticised club in the whole of football on Friday night. And suddenly by Saturday night, they're favourites for the FA Cup. And that just sums up the competition.